You're listening to Roundtable. Coming up next, where are we going to talk about? Yes, the protagonist, the heroine of all these memes that have been dominating our social media these days. Chinese Olympic swimmer Fu Yuanhui has become an internet sensation after a post-match poolside televised interview on August the 8th. You must have come across the millions of memes that features her animated facial expressions. This morning, she's won the bronze in women's 100-meter backstroke in Rio, the Olympics. Yes, guys, tell me more about this lady first, because she was virtually obscure. No one knew her name until 2 days ago.
Right. So Miss Fu, the 20-year-old athlete, posted a time of 58.95 seconds in the women's 100-meter backstroke semifinal at the Rio Olympics. Fu told the CCTV reporter when she was informed of her result with surprise and delight, huh? 58.95? I thought I did 59 seconds. Wow! I am so fast. Pretty satisfied. And what a remark, saying that. It was so cute. She also said, you'll have to do the translation for me here, He Yang. But in English, I have used enough power to destroy the world.
Whoa, she is like the mighty god.
The mighty god.
Yeah, she is that to me right now. And her original words were, 我用了洪荒之力. Whoa, that sounds really powerful.
Yeah, you know, in today's morning show, we actually spent a long time discussing the right and proper translation for 洪荒之力.
Were you just getting ready for Roundtable?
Well, no.
In a way, yes, I was.
Slap in the face.
Yeah. And, you know, 洪荒 literally means a reference to a really historical period of time, you know, ancient period of time, long time ago. So
a flood, correct?
Yeah, that's flood, true. Yeah. So my former colleagues at CCTV, they have presented one translation says, I've been utilizing prehistorical power.
Yeah.
But
I think our translation just one up that one. Roundtable rules and rocks.
But just wait and see. There are many different translations from our listeners in the morning show, which was really, really fun. One says the chaos energy.
And the chaos energy.
Primeval energy. Primeval force. And power of Chinese gods.
Yeah,
that's colorful.
Yeah, and it's true. And I think I have used enough power to destroy the world. That sentence says it all. Roundtable rules. I agree.
It's a very strong sentence. I'm right there with you guys. But what I really liked was when asked if she had high expectations for the finals, Fu answered with a bright smile. Not at all. I'm already very satisfied with my results. And I love that because you know what? The point of playing sports isn't just to win. It's to have fun and be a good sport. And sportsmanship makes sports fun for everybody who's playing it. And, you know, apparently people agree with me, guys, because Fu's followers on Weibo have surged from 56,000 to more than 2 million.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Other people agree with me. She's obviously in the spotlight right now. And maybe you guys can talk more about why she's gotten so many Weibo followers.
Yeah, why is she so popular? And she totally stole the thunder from Wu Minxia. She is an awesome athlete as well. She's
5 gold medals.
Just collected her 5th. And I think she probably will collect some more in the very near future.
Very likely.
Yes, and there is Sun Yang, who's also an awesome athlete, gold medalist just this morning, I think. He did it again. But people's hearts go to this lovely girl that people don't even care if she gets a medal or not, I think, after she's entered the final. And that is so new and different, the public mood that I'm getting right now. And Ryan, I think you make a really good point that sports is not supposed to be winning. What? That's not what we used to think, for sure.
Well, you know, also I think this is a specific case that I think is really interesting. You know, when we think of Olympic sports, we don't think of the actual individuals that are doing this that are playing the sport, many times we think of the countries like, oh, it's China versus, you know, the U.S. versus England versus Russia versus all these different countries swimming in that pool. Yet, when we see them on an individual level and we see that there's more to them than just, you know, that swimmer, but they have that personality. Once we get to see that, we can see that they're just like us and we can relate to them and love them just like we love our friends, just like we love our family. And so, you know, looking at this meme of this really awesome swimmer, she is an awesome swimmer, but acting just like your everyday person. Who can't relate to that and who wouldn't love it? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I totally agree with Ryan on this case. I think Fu's image is 100% against the stereotypical image of an athlete, especially in China. I mean, think about it. If you are an athlete that represents your country at an Olympic Games, you are interviewed, you are being televised interviewed by the national television network. It adds a lot of pressure on you. You must be serious. I mean, that's huge. You're representing your country, and you will be all over the place in your country on TV. And that's, I guess that's what makes so precious. There's so much pressure on those athletes. And what I love Fu Yuanhui's best is also that she acts just like a normal 20-year-old girl.
Yeah.
And what I love the best of her comments is that not at all. I'm already very satisfied with this result. She didn't say if she had any expectations on the finals the next day. But with that line, I definitely know that she's gonna give her best in the next day's final. And that's the best explanation of sportsmanship at Olympic Games. You know, just give your best every time. And just don't think about the competitions. Don't think about the, you know, the trash talks or just succeeding, like you did last time, you know, with a better result. You just do it and give it all you can. And that's what we enjoy the most on the pitch, in the pool.
Exactly. This is a once in a lifetime thing. You are one of the few, the chosen to compete for your country in games that unite us all. Like, what an honor. So everybody's a winner, in my opinion. And I think it's also so cool. She is now known as the comedian of the swimming profession. But when asked why she got the bronze in the 100-meter backstroke, you know, saying things like, oh, it's because my arms are too short. I think that's funny. And, you know, that proves she's got a sense of humor. She doesn't take this loss personally. She just takes it as, you know, like, oh, I'm happy to be here and I'm going to make a joke. And everybody likes people like that, that don't take life so seriously, but can learn to enjoy it, even when you're not always on top.
Oh, that is so true, Ryan. Mm. And so many of us Chinese people, we want that. We want that carefree spirit. We want that we are among the best in what we do, and we can laugh at our wins and loses. But so rare is that actually done in real life. So I think when people see that this Olympic bronze winner now can do that in front of the camera, and you can tell that she's not acting, you know, it's all natural. That is like a breath of fresh air. And I remember throughout those years when I'm watching the Olympics and when a Chinese athlete manages to get the gold medal, and the way they react in front of the camera always felt,
I did this for my country.
Yeah. Okay. I did this for my country. Thank my coaches, the party, my government, and my country again. And that's pretty much it. And I used to think, they're like robots. They're not like everyday people. And then there's this tad of sadness that invades my heart. Because I feel, this is not a real person. Why are they reacting like that in front of the camera?
Well said.
There must be other reasons why they're acting this way. And the more you think about that, that greatly saddens me as I grew older to understand the system a bit more. But here, look at Fu Yuanhui. Look at her. And I think every generation needs our own heroes. Mm-hmm. And in 2004, when Liu Xiang broke the world record with what he does best, I think that energized the nation and it fulfilled that nationalistic greed that people needed at the time. And in 2008, when Beijing held the Olympic Games, I think it was maybe the highlight of modern China in history.
Yeah, it was a collective presentation.
Exactly. Yeah. And then I think people have had that peak time. Now, maybe it's a good thing that we are becoming more in touch with our human side of things. It's this girl that she's giving all she can into a game, and she's doing it with that bright smile. Well done to you, Fu Yuanhui, and I think you are the idol of this era. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang.